Well, beautiful thing about Special Olympics, there are lots of great things. But and again, people tell me this all the time. I thought I was going to help those athletes, right? I thought it was going to be about me giving. And certainly people do give. But what we get back is just multifold what we give.
Yeah.
Almost always. It's just a remarkable organization that offers that return on just your time and your energy and your what you give. You get so much more back. Yeah, if you go to SpecialOlympicsVA.org or our Facebook account, you'll see so much, including some highlights about the two athletes that are in the studio with us and all of the other athletes going to Minnesota, including all the information about this weekend's summer games at the University of Richmond and surrounding areas, June 5 and 6, the opening ceremony on June 5. And, you know, you said you've seen the torch at basketball, which is, I've seen the torch, being brought into thousands of events, literally. Gets me every time.
It does.
Every single time it gets me. And, you know, that really does speak to just the power of the movement and the power of that relationship with law enforcement we talked about. We call them, you know, guardians of the flame for a good reason. They really are such a good partner with us. And just, you know, that moment is just magic.
It's interesting because when they come through on Friday, I've always been working and have never seen them going down Route 1, just pictures. But over the last few years, to go over on the Saturday morning when King George does theirs and to see so many from the sheriff's office wearing the Special Olympics Virginia Torch Run T-shirt.
Yeah.
And you just see the partnership that you have there.
You know, law enforcement's a tough job. A very, very tough job. And we're so grateful for those who do it. And, you know, it's a great partnership for them as well. To get to know Dennis and Bo and the 23,000 athletes across the state of Virginia that we serve, everybody is better for having those kinds of relationships. And particularly with a job like that of law enforcement, the joy and the hope and the possibility that Special Olympics allows is a really great combination. Yeah, there'll be competition throughout the day on Friday and culminating with our opening ceremony at 7 o'clock. All of that at the University of Richmond for the opening ceremony. Competitions are there. You know, track and field and tennis will be on the campus of University of Richmond. But then we'll do bowling at Bolero. We'll do softball at the Glen Allen Softball Complex. We'll do aquatics over at Swim RVA. So we're throughout the region.
Yeah.
But then, you know, Friday night is exciting. As we said, we've talked about it a couple of times. Opening ceremony, we'll have a chance to celebrate all of our athletes. We are going to have Elliot Yamin, who's one of the American Idol winners from the fifth season, is going to be performing and entertaining us.
I want that. There'll be a lot of people excited about that. I mean, that was a big deal when he was
absolutely super nice guy.
Yeah, and from Richmond.
He's really eager. He's been posting some videos about how excited he is to come and be part of Special Olympics. So that'll be fun. It's just a celebratory time for us to recognize and elevate our athletes and our community, our athletes, families, volunteers, coaches. So that's exciting. And then all day Saturday, there'll be competition. In addition to competition, and this is something that many people don't know about Special Olympics, we do something called Healthy Athletes. So athletes with intellectual disabilities are 2 times more likely to have cardiovascular disease and be sedentary, and 5 times more likely to have diabetes. And this statistic gets me every time. Those with intellectual disabilities have a life expectancy that's almost 2 decades less than the rest of us, almost 20 years less, without intervention.
Yeah.
So Special Olympics does Healthy Athletes, and it helps to bridge that gap in all of the ways that we can. You know, we've talked about being more fit and year-round and more active, but Healthy Athletes gives free everything in Special Olympics is free to athletes and families, including these screenings in hearing and vision and dental and fitness and some, you know, some skin cancer checks. So athletes come in, they get their teeth checked and treated on site. Athletes come in, they get their eyes checked, and they get free eyeglasses, free prescription eyeglasses. They have their hearing checked. They have it's a remarkable service that Special Olympics is doing. What we learned is that while many athletes have access to good medical care, most medical professionals have not been trained to treat those with intellectual disabilities.
Interesting.
Have not been trained to best communicate with those with intellectual disabilities. So Healthy Athletes through Special Olympics bridges all of those gaps, and we're seeing remarkable return on that as far as the health of individual athletes, but also the overarching health and fitness of our athletes, 23,000 athletes across the state.
So this is a big deal.
It's a huge deal
for this weekend. Not only the games itself, but it's just the healthy aspect.
Yes, you know, certainly Special Olympics is one of the goals that we have, is to create a healthier and fitter Virginia. Those with intellectual disabilities, particularly. And this does that, but it addresses the very specific health needs of our population. And we're expanding our healthy athletes to be past summer games, and in addition to the healthy athlete center that we do at summer games. But it is by far the largest that we do. You'll walk in and you'll see 20 dental chairs with dentists, and our athletes walk in, they get their treatment. You'll see a huge vision center and a huge hearing center for testing. And so it's a remarkable thing to see. I tell people about it, I show them pictures, and almost to a person, when they take the actual tour, they walk in and they say, wow, look at that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
It's life changing and literally life saving. We've discovered and unearthed some issues with athletes that, had they not been treated, it would have had really huge impact on their lives.